bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, welcome to the Cale Clark Show. So glad that you're with us today. And we are getting through this week. It's an amazing week as we're giving hope here. It's our Pledge Drive week, but it's still a normal show. So you can call in 1-888-914-9149 is the number to call. Toll free, 1-888-914-9149. I've got a listener question for you. Have you ever had to move or change jobs, change your line of work even, for the sake of your family? Have you ever had to make a tough decision on that? We're going to talk about that. There's a great story that came out about that, which I'll be sharing with you later. Plus, you might even get a special call from Michaela. I'll tell you more about that later on, speaking of family. And speaking of comedians, Michaela's my little comedian. I'm going to be telling you what Newman has to say. No, not Newman from Seinfeld, Seinfeld's arch enemy, Cardinal Newman, because we missed this yesterday. It is May. Of course, it's the month of May. And I promised you a reflection from Newman, which he wrote for every day of the month of May about Our Lady, about this month of Our Lady. And so I'm going to be sharing the last 2 days with you today and yesterday, because we missed yesterday. It was just so packed with stuff that we were doing on the show. So we'll be sharing that with you in a moment. But speaking of Mary, producer Luke has just reminded me, we need to pray the Memorare, because we do it at the top of every hour during this Pledge Drive week. So let's do that together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good save, Lucas. Thanks. Save my bacon there. So, speaking of Mary, let's see what Newman has to say. Hello, Newman.
Kramer!
Hello, Newman. Hello, Newman. Hello, Newman. Hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman. And of course, I'm not talking about Newman, Seinfeld's neighbor, who Jerry Seinfeld once said was the Lex Luthor to his Superman. I'm talking about Cardinal Newman and what he's got for us today. He did a reflection on one of the titles of Mary in the Litany of Loretto for every day of the month of May. May being the special month dedicated to Our Lady. And so I want to catch you up a little bit because we missed yesterday. I tried to squeeze it in, but we have shorter segments this week during the Pledge Drive, so I wasn't able to get it in there, but I knew I could make it up to you today. So yesterday's reflection, May the 4th, this was interesting because this isn't a title that's actually in the Litany of Loretto that I know of. The Virgo Predicanda in Latin, which means the Virgin who is to be proclaimed. Search as I might, I didn't find that title in the Litany of Loretto as we pray it today. But yet Newman has a great reflection on it. And here's what he says. This is St. John Henry Newman. He says, Mary is the Virgo Predicanda, that is, the Virgin who is to be proclaimed, to be heralded, literally to be preached. We are accustomed to preach abroad that which is wonderful, strange, rare, novel, and important. And let me just jump in there for a second. That's a great point by Newman. Things that we get excited about are things that are rare, things that are unique. And that could be anything from, wow, I just tried this new restaurant. You got to go there. You got to have lunch there. As lame as that might be, as mundane as that might be, to a great book. Or you got to meet this person. Or you got to meet the mother of our Lord. You've got to talk to people about her. You've got to spread the word because she is rare. She is the rarest of creatures, and she's really, really wonderful and really important. All right, back to Newman. Here's what Newman says. So we got to, basically, just to get back to his point, he says we've got to preach and really talk about things that are wonderful, strange, rare, novel, and important. Let's go on here. He says, thus, when our Lord was coming, St. John the Baptist preached him. Then the apostles went into the wide world and preached Christ. What is the highest? What is the rarest? What is the choicest prerogative of Mary? It is that she was without sin. When a woman in the crowd cried out to our Lord, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee," he answered, "More blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." And just to jump in here again, a lot of people read these words in the gospel, and that, of course, comes to us from that particular, it's in a couple of the gospels, but this one is from Luke chapter 11. A lot of people say, well, Jesus is kind of dissing his mother here. No, he's not. In fact, he goes on to say that those words were actually fulfilled the best in Mary. And St. Augustine said she conceived the word first in her heart before she conceived the incarnate word in her womb. That's why she was such a good disciple of Christ. Back to Newman here. He says those words were fulfilled in Mary. More blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. She was filled with grace in order to be the mother of God. But it was a higher gift than her maternity to be thus sanctified and thus pure. Our Lord indeed would not have become her son unless he had first sanctified her. But still, the greater blessedness was to have that perfect sanctification. This is then why she is the Virgo Predicanda, the virgin who is to be proclaimed. She is deserving to be preached abroad because she never committed any sin, even the least, because sin had no part in her, because through the fullness of God's grace, she never thought a thought or spoke a word or did an action which was displeasing, which was not most pleasing to Almighty God, because in her was displayed the greatest triumph over the enemy of souls. Wherefore, when all seemed lost, in order to show what he could do for us all by dying for us, in order to show what human nature his work was capable of becoming, to show how utterly he could bring to naught the utmost efforts, the most concentrated malice of the foe, and reverse all the consequences of the fall, our Lord began, even before his coming, to do his most wonderful act of redemption in the person of her who was to be his mother. And this is Newman. And by the way, in the first part of the month of May, Newman's Meditations on Our Lady of Loretto really focus a lot on the Immaculate Conception and on the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. So that's what he does in the first few days of May. And of course, this reflection was from May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Even though it's May the 5th, I can still say that. Well, not really, but anyways. So he's talking about how when it was time for Christ to redeem the world, he started off with his mother by the merits of the blood which he was going to be shed on the cross. He says, by the merit of that blood which was to be shed, he interposed to hinder her from incurring the sin of Adam before he had made on the cross atonement for it. And therefore, it is that we preach her who is the subject of this wonderful grace. But she was the Virgo Predicanda for another reason. When, why, what things do we preach? We preach what is not known, that it may become known. And that's why the apostles are said in Scripture to preach Christ. To whom? To those who knew him not, to the heathen world. Not to those who knew him, but to those who did not know him. Preaching is a gradual work, first one lesson, then another. Thus were the heathen brought into the church gradually. So that's a great point by Newman. As St. Paul says, I was sent to preach Christ, the unsearchable riches of Christ, as he says in one of his letters, to those who didn't know him. That's what we're called to do too. And the church is obviously passed on, the faith of the church is passed on gradually. Most people can't digest it all at once. And then he says this about Mary. This is interesting as well when it comes to Mary. He says, in like manner, the preaching of Mary to the children of the church and the devotion paid to her by them has grown gradually with successive ages. Not so much preached about her in early times as in later. First, she was preached as the Virgin of Virgins, then as the Mother of God, then as glorious in her Assumption, then as the Advocate of sinners, then as Immaculate in her Conception. And this last one has been the special preaching of the present century. And thus, that which was earliest in her own history is the latest in the Church's recognition of her. So that's how he ends off that reflection. That's a great point, that the thing that happened the first in Mary's life, at the very first moment of her conception, the Immaculate Conception. That's the last thing in Newman's time. No, don't forget, Newman was writing in the 19th century, in the 1800s. And that doctrine of the Immaculate Conception was put forth by the Pope in 1854. So this was in his time. As he said, it's kind of funny how the first event in Mary's life, her existence, is the last thing that the Church has proclaimed about her up to this point, this dogma of the Immaculate Conception. Really interesting. And the point is that, as Newman says elsewhere, we dig deeper into the Christian mystery the later we go through time. It's like peeling back the onion. There's one faith, one deposit of faith. The faith, nothing is added to it. We're just looking deeper and deeper into the mystery. And that's one of the things that Newman was so great at. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. We're going to take a quick break right now with a word from Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I was happy to join Patrick Madrid and many others in contributing to the book, Because of Our Fathers. In this book, we share how our very own fathers guided us in the faith, and how their example is so important, so vital in our development as Catholic men and women. Father's Day is only a little over a month away, and Because of Our Fathers will make a terrific gift for your dad or for your husband. Get the book today and the Saints Peter and Paul medal that our own Ashley Neronia took to holy places throughout Rome. Both are yours today only for your donation of $1 a day. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. The Saints Peter and Paul medal has been to the tomb and chains of St. Paul, the tomb of St. Peter, and many other holy places in Rome. You get both the book and the medal for giving a gift of $1 a day. That's only $30.42 a month. Give now, 877-291-0123, or give on the Relevant Radio app or website.
Wow, you've had a busy day today, haven't you? It's so good that you've been able to join us. We missed you today, but thanks for tuning in Relevant Radio. It is day three of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive, and you just heard Father Rocky talk about those medals. Fear not, you've not missed out. We still have some of those medals left, but you really do want to take action on that right now. If you call 877-291-0123 or log on to relevantradio.com this hour, you will also be sent those beautiful St. Peter and Paul medals. There's St. Peter on one side, St. Paul on the other, and for just $1 a day or a one-time $365 gift, you get them both. Both St. Peter and St. Paul. Now, again, this is on one medal, the image of St. Paul on one side and St. Peter on the other. 877-291-0123. And, Cale, a lot of people taking advantage of this offer. Bernadette in Roseville, California just called. We heard from Jacksonville, Florida. And Mary in Big Lake, Minnesota just made $1 a day pledge. So the calls are coming in. It's very encouraging.
That's incredible. And hey, for this one, you don't even have to rob Peter to pay Paul. You get them both in one medal. It's a great deal. And the easiest way to get this is to donate online, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Because of COVID protocols, we don't have quite as many staff manning our phone lines this time. There are still some lines available, though. Don't give up on that. If that's your option, 1-877-291-0123. But speaking of calling, Mike, I do have a surprise for you and for all of our listeners today. This is my pledge to everyone here. If we get 75 people to call in and donate by the third pledge drive break in this program, my daughter, Michaela, is going to call in herself, and she's going to give everybody her very best kid joke. She's been practicing, and she can't wait. So if you want to hear this,
come on, people. 877-291-0123. She better practice, because I have a feeling we're going to hit that goal.
I hope so.
We're gonna, 75 Cale Clark listeners are definitely going to step up right now. Here's that number, 877-291-0123. Did she volunteer that on her own, or did you ask her if she'd be willing
She's been dying to call in. She is quite a ham, let me tell you. And we were talking about Seinfeld just before this little break here, and I think she can give Jerry a run for his money, to be sure. You'll find out. We need 75 people to call in, 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. That works, too.
Okay, and I'll run down to the call center and see how we're doing. All right, we're going to count every one of those people. Call now, 877-291-0123. You can log on to relevantradio.com. It counts there, too. But whatever you do, give hope. That's what we're doing together all week long on Relevant Radio.
Explaining the faith so you can explain it to others. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Glad that you're with me. As promised, on this May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo Day, I wanted to share with you one last reflection from Newman. And I've got a great story for you about the sacrifices that one father made for the sake of his family. You're not going to want to miss this. But on May the 5th, Cardinal Newman gave another meditation on one of the titles of Our Lady in the Litany of Loreto for the month of May, because May is the month of Mary. And on May the 5th, he wrote about Mary as the Mater Admirabilis in Latin, the wonderful mother, or the mother most admirable, as we like to say when we pray the litany. And here's what Newman said. He said, when Mary, the Virgo Predicanda, the virgin who is to be proclaimed aloud, we just talked about that one before the break, is called by the title of Admirabilis, or Mother Most Admirable, it is thereby suggested to us what the effect is of the preaching of her as immaculate in her conception. The Holy Church proclaims, preaches her as conceived without original sin. And those who hear, the children of Holy Church, wonder, marvel, are astonished and overcome by the preaching. It is so great a prerogative. Even created excellence is fearful to think of when it is so high as Mary's. As to the great Creator, when Moses decided to see his glory, he himself says about himself, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. And just to interject there, that comes to us, of course, from the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 20. Moses wanted to see God. Oh, let me see you. And it can't happen. It's not possible. But here's what I'll do. I'll kind of stick you in the rock and I'll cover you. And as I pass by you, you'll kind of see the back of my glory as I pass by. That's the most I can do, because if you were to look directly at me, you wouldn't survive because of my holiness. St. Paul says, going back to Newman, our God is a consuming fire. And when St. John, holy as he was, saw only the human nature of our Lord, as he is in heaven, he fell at his feet as though dead. And you know this very well from the book of Revelation. We did a whole study on Revelation in the Faith Explained program. Revelation 1:17, when John turned around to see where this voice was coming from that was speaking to him, he saw Jesus and he fell at his feet as though dead. Keeping in mind that, yes, Jesus had been glorified by this point in the vision. He had risen physically from the dead. He had ascended into heaven in his glorified physical body that was resurrected. So it's the human nature, glorified as it is, mediating that divine glory that you can't see and walk away from this. And so St. Paul says our God is a consuming fire. John fell at his feet as though dead. And then Cardinal Newman mentions what happens in the book of Daniel when Daniel encounters the Archangel Gabriel. This is really fascinating as it pertains to Mary, because when Gabriel appeared to Daniel, it says in Daniel chapter 8 that he fainted away and lay in consternation with his face close to the ground. He just dropped down, put his face on the ground. He couldn't even bear to look. Now think about this. Think about this. And Newman talks about this. This is the same Gabriel that appears in the Gospel of Luke, appearing to Zechariah and then to Mary. Let's see what Newman has to say about this. He says, when this great archangel came to Zechariah, the father of St. John the Baptist, he too was troubled and fear fell upon him. But it was otherwise with Mary, when the same St. Gabriel came to her. She was overcome, indeed, and troubled at his words, because humble as she was in her own opinion of herself, he addressed her as full of grace and blessed among women. But she was able to bear the sight of him. That's an interesting point, that Mary was able to be in the presence of the angel and not freak out. That speaks to her personal holiness. And Newman says this, hence we learn two things. First, how great a holiness was Mary's, seeing she could endure the presence of an angel whose brightness smote the holy prophet Daniel even to fainting and almost to death. And secondly, since she is so much holier than that angel, and we so much less holy than Daniel, what great reason we have to call her the Virgo Admirabilis, the wonderful, the awful virgin. Now, when he says the awful virgin, he doesn't mean it in the way that we say the word awful. This is kind of old English language, if you will. This means worthy of profound respect and reverential fear. You know, the awful presence of God, you know, the reverential presence. So when we think of her ineffable purity, there are those who are so thoughtless, so blind, so groveling as to think that Mary is not as much shocked at willful sin as her divine son is, and that we can make her our friend and advocate, though we go to her without contrition at heart, without even the wish for true repentance and resolution to amend. As if Mary could hate sin less and love sinners more than our Lord does. No. She feels a sympathy for those only who wish to leave their sins. Or else, how else could she be without sin herself? No. If even to the best of us, she is, in the words of Scripture, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, and terrible as an army set in array, what is she to the impenitent sinner? Wow, that's a deep reflection by Newman. He's basically saying that, think about how holy Mary was. She didn't freak out when she was in the presence of an angel because of her own personal holiness. She didn't say, oh, you know, God's out to get me. He sent an angel to take care of me. No, because she was in total lockstep with him from the beginning. And Mary, too, just like our Lord, hates sin just as much as he does. Loves sinners, too, just as our Lord does. But, hey, don't think you can carry on in your merry way of sin without repenting, because she's only going to feel sympathy for those who want to leave their sins, because she herself is without sin. Wow, what a brilliant reflection from the amazing Cardinal Newman on Mary. And I'm going to have to leave it there. We'll talk more about what Newman has to say about Mary tomorrow when we look at his reflection then. So what do you think about that? Do you have any thoughts about the Immaculate Conception of Mary? Is that something that you get asked about, that you're a bit confused about? 1-888-914-9149 is the toll-free number to call. You can also tweet at me, at Cale Clark. It's my Twitter handle. We have a show account, too, at Cale Clark Show. You can check it out. Plus our email address, cale@relevantradio.com. cale@relevantradio.com. We're going to step away just for a moment here on the Cale Clark Show. But not yet, not yet. Producer Lucas says not yet. I know you're excited, Cale, but hold your horses. Got a couple minutes left. So that's something you can call in about. And by the way, when it comes to the Immaculate Conception, let me tell you something. If you can just explain this properly to someone else, if you can just be accurate about it, you've done the world an incredible service, not to mention the person that you're speaking to. So many people are confused about this. The Immaculate Conception has nothing to do with the conception of Jesus in the womb of Mary. That's not what that's about. That happens, of course, on the Feast of the Annunciation, March 25th, 9 months before Christmas. We're well into that season now. Have you done your Christmas shopping yet? No, it's too soon for that. The Immaculate Conception has to do with Mary and God's grace to her at the very beginning of her existence. So it means that Mary was preserved from original sin from the very first moment of her existence, never even, not even for an instant, touched or stained by original sin. God saved her in advance. And there you have it. And now, we can share with you something really special on the Cale Clark Show. Be right back.
Already past the halfway point. Have you taken time to give hope yet during our spring pledge drive? Hey, don't wait anymore. Give us a call right now at 877-291-0123. Be one of the 75 people that Cale has challenged to step up and make a pledge during this hour, because if we get 75 people, we get to hear the greatest kid joke of all time. Is that what's being promised to us, Cale?
Well, that's a lot of pressure, I'll tell you. But but it's Michaela's best kid joke. She's been working on it, and it's a good one. It's a good one. I've heard it. I can promise you, you're going to like it. So please call in 877-291-0123, or you can go online, relevantradio.com, or through the Relevant Radio app. And if you donate online, not only is it secure, it's quick and easy, you're going to get a special bonus today. And really, and if today you can't do it, if you want to call in tomorrow, later this evening, that's a great thing about online or the app. You can do it anytime. We're going to send you a special digital talk by Father Rocky, Why We Love Our Lady. He's going to be sharing his personal reflections about her. And he's very close to Our Lady, as we know. And in this month of May, dedicated to her, this will be a really great help for you as well. You can use it as the soundtrack for your prayer, for your meditation. We want you to have this as well. And this will give hope to you as you give hope to everybody else by helping us in our mission here at Relevant Radio, bringing Christ to the world through the media.
877-291-0123, and at $1 a day, you'll get our Saints Peter and Paul medal. Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent, and her husband, John, took these medals to the Tomb and Chains of St. Paul, the Tomb of St. Peter. They took them to St. Peter's Basilica and many other holy sites in Rome. It's yours for $1 a day, so let's hear from you, 877-291-0123. We heard from Judy today. She lost her brother, unfortunately, a couple of months ago. She was in the basement doing the laundry, and she was feeling kind of lonely and missing her brother, and it was quiet. So she turned on the radio for a little company. And there it was, Relevant Radio. She never had that radio tuned into Relevant Radio. She doesn't know why it was tuned to Relevant Radio, but there it was, and she started to feel better. You know whose voice she heard?
No,
yours.
Whose?
It was yours.
You're kidding. You're kidding.
She tuned into your show and started listening to you every day and now prays the chaplet every day with Drew and tunes into the Family Rosary Across America every day.
Wow.
We are giving her company. She loves us. Hey, Judy, thank you for your pledge. God bless you. She says when she was in need, we were there. Relevant Radio was there. So listening on 9:50 a.m., thank you, Judy. That's what you
thank
do
you,
when
Judy.
You make a
yeah.
pledge. That's what you're giving comfort to others. Call now, 877-291-0123. And we only need to hear from 41 more calls. We are getting there. We're going to get to that goal of 75. Let's do it. Everybody
Michaela's
step up.
Michaela's standing by.
Michaela is ready to go, and so are we. 877-291-0123.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm Cale Clark. Glad to be with you on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. 1-888-914-9149. We've got a great question up on our show account on Twitter at Cale Clark Show. And Lucas, if you can give me just the actual phrasing of the question that you put up there. I don't have it in front of me at the moment.
Yeah, so just... the question is, have you ever changed jobs or careers for the sake of your family?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes or no?
Right now, 69% are saying yes, 31% are saying no. So a lot of people have had to do that.
So this is an experience that a lot of you guys have had. Well, the reason why I put that question up was because I read a great piece by William Gonzalez. He was writing on the website called Fathers for Good, which is an initiative of the Knights of Columbus. And here's how he starts off. He says, it was time to make another dreaded phone call telling my wife that problems had come up and I wouldn't be coming home the next day as scheduled. I was thousands of miles away, yet I could hear the disappointment in her voice as she tried to be understanding. She was used to this happening, but it didn't make it any easier for me. For 4 years, I felt the strain that my frequent and sometimes unpredictable absences would render upon my family. I decided something had to change. I chose to take a position that meant a significant reduction in pay, but would require far less travel and allow much more control over my schedule. Doing what was right for my family and what I believe was God's will brought serenity and relief. Can you identify with that? Give us a call, 1-888-914-9149. And then William Gonzalez, and he might have had a different job at the time, probably did by the sounds of it. He currently is a pilot with the Air Force Reserves at Westover Air Reserve Base. So not bad. And he lives in Enfield, Connecticut. And in New Haven, Connecticut, I think that's kind of the headquarters of the Knights of Columbus in the United States. So thank you, William, for your service to the military, of course. And then he starts talking in the article about his own father-in-law. He said his father-in-law was a great role model in this regard. He was a physician, a very busy doctor with his own practice that he had for many, many years. But obviously, having your own practice can be very intense and time-consuming. So his own father-in-law made the sacrifice of taking what in the eyes of many would be a much less desirable position. He became a prison doctor, a prison physician. But by doing so, he was able to work a much more regular schedule, much more predictable, and he could be present to his 8 children. So he was obviously very generous in terms of family life as well. Naturally, he says, the work environment presented its share of sufferings, but he was home every day when his kids were coming in the door from school. Steve Woods, in his book Christian Fatherhood, remarked, "For our children, love is a 4-letter word spelled T-I-M-E, time." This resonated deeply with my wife, says William Gonzalez, who still talks about her father's heroism with a heartfelt gratitude. Now, changing jobs obviously isn't an option for a lot of people. It may not even be a necessity, but we should all evaluate, Gonzalez says, the importance that we place on our work and how we balance that out with our family. And as we consider the task of, quote unquote, balancing work and family, that word balance can seem to imply that there should be a bit of an equality between work time and family time. But he says no. He says actually as husbands and fathers, our wives and our children have to be a much higher priority. So it should be imbalanced in that way. If anything, no matter how much you pour into your job, he writes, in the final analysis, the day will come when you are no longer fulfilling that position. Somebody else will fill your shoes, perhaps even doing it better. On the other hand, no one can step into your role as father. Pope John Paul II observed that the place and the task of the father in and for the family is of unique and irreplaceable importance. And he said that in the document Familiaris Consortio, section 25. I think that's a great point by Gonzalez, that no matter how much of a ruckus, no matter how much of an impact you make in your professional work, and if we're doing it for the motive of glorifying God, then we've done it for the right reason, and we've made the impact that God wanted us to have, no matter what our quote-unquote success might be from a human point of view. But it's very much like sticking your hand in a pail of water and thrashing it about. When you pull, no matter how much noise you make, no matter how many waves you make, when you pull your hand out, there's just as much water in that pail as there was before, and things really aren't too much different. And that's, I think, really what Gonzalez is saying when it comes to our work, that at the end of the day, somebody else, you're not irreplaceable. Somebody else can do that job, but nobody can replace you in your family. They need you. Your children need you. Your spouse needs you. And that role can't be replaced. And that's obviously true of mothers as well. There's no question about that. So he goes on to say, at the same time, work and family should not be looked upon as opposing forces. Both duties are part of our vocation as fathers and a means of our sanctification. The Catechism says, by enduring the hardship of work in union with Jesus, the carpenter of Nazareth, and the one crucified on Calvary, man collaborates in a certain fashion with the Son of God in his redemptive work. So our work can be a means of sanctification and should be. It can help us to get to know God better and become holier. But at the end of this little piece here, Gonzalez gives us 3 helpful tips. Number 1, put God first. He's going to give you the grace to properly order your life. First things first, we have to take a top-down approach, God first. If possible, prayer, of course, obviously should be foundational, but if you can, try to research some daily mass times in your area and attend when you can. And if you can't attend live, perhaps because of lockdowns or whatever, you can maybe attend with Relevant Radio, live if possible, at 12 noon Central. But of course, the podcast of the mass is always available, and it's played later on during the day on our schedule. Just check on the app. When you have a long commute to work, or commute, try using the time to pray. Or you could maybe do some spiritual reading if you're on a subway or something like that. Cultivate a devotion to St. Joseph, who, of course, is a patron of workers. We just celebrated that feast day on May the 1st, St. Joseph the Worker. And, of course, he's the exemplar of fatherhood. And as the spiritual head of your family, guys, we've got to learn to get involved in family prayer and catechism in the home. We've got to do it. So that's 1, put God first. 2, he says, be organized and use time efficiently at work. When at work, work. Stay focused on your task. Don't waste time with other distractions. He's got a great quote here. He says, avoid the water cooler syndrome, where more time than water gets swallowed up. And how often is that the case? These distracting little conversations that you can have. And sometimes people interrupt you, but sometimes you're interrupting them. And sometimes you're preventing people from getting back to their work. And it's not just water cooler talk. It could be any number of distractions, the internet, apps on your phone. So try to be focused on your work. And this is going to help you as you try to accomplish your duties really, really well for the glory of God. And that'll help you leave on time, because that's being heroic as well. It's not just starting on time. It's not just getting up when the alarm clock goes off. It's also leaving on time. When it's time to stop, you need to stop so you can be there for your family. And then the last thing, live within your means. William Gonzalez says, I've been asked by my coworkers, how can you afford to not work all the time that you possibly could? There are more pay periods that you could be taken advantage of. And the answer is very simple. He says, well, I'm content to live with less, because that removes the pressure to work overtime, to keep paying for things that I really don't need, that aren't necessities. So live within your means. And that way you won't be so pressured to maybe work more than you ought to when you should be spending that time with your family and with God. So meeting the needs of work and family is a challenge, but with God's grace, you can do it. So a great little piece by William Gonzalez, writing on the website fathersforgood.org, a service of the Knights of Columbus. I really enjoyed that. It's a little practical wisdom there. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, and we'll be back right after this really quick break.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hi, Father Rocky. Thanks I called call. Last week to ask for prayers for my Aunt Sophia and her family.
Mm-hmm.
They were suffering with COVID. They're all doing a lot better, and my Aunt Sophia is woken up from her coma.
Wow.
She is responding very well to the treatment. Thanks to God and all your prayers. I would like to ask that you keep praying for her and her family.
We certainly will, Caitlin. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us the good news that your Aunt Sophia and the others have come out of the COVID coma and they're doing better. And we're going to continue to pray for their complete recovery.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Hello again, Mike Kendall and Cale Clark inviting you to step up and participate with the thousands of others who are giving hope this spring to others by contributing to Relevant Radio at relevantradio.com or calling us at 877-291-0123. A dollar a day pledge gets you something really neat today, but today only. And today, time is running out. We only have 17 minutes left here of Cale's show, so take advantage of it. We have a special thank you gift for all dollar a day givers today. These medals will not be available tomorrow or Friday, so please take advantage of it. You get an image of St. Peter on one side, an image of St. Paul on the other side of the medal, and these medals have been around Rome. Ashley Narona, our Vatican correspondent, she sent us pictures, Cale, so I can prove that she's been
to these
places.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tomb and chains of St. Paul, the tomb of St. Peter, St. Peter's Basilica. She was near the relic of the Table of the Last Supper. She stopped and visited the tomb of Pope St. John Paul II. And these are spots that only so few of us have an opportunity to actually visit in person. So if you've never been to Rome, we'll bring Rome to you. Call now, 877-291-0123, and your tax-deductible donation of a dollar a day will get you one of those medals.
And that's not all, too. If you give a dollar a day, we're going to give you something else, because we're giving people. We like to give hope, and that's really what, obviously, our pledge drive, that's the theme of it for the spring pledge drive, give hope. But we want to give you something else, and it's a book called Because of Our Fathers. And obviously Mother's Day is coming up, and you can make a donation in your mother's name, on her behalf, in her memory, if she's gone on to the next life. You can do that. There's a special drop-down menu on the relevantradio.com website and also on the app. You can print off a certificate. And you can give it to your mom if she's still nearby, and you can go visit her. You can say that you've donated in her name, but
Father's Day, we won't have a pledge drive for Father's Day, but you might want to give a dollar a day so you can get this book because of our fathers. You might want to give it to your dad. Lots of great stories about how people's fathers helped them in the faith, including our own Father Rocky. He talks about his dad, Patrick Madrid, is in there too. Talks about his father. His father had a cool mustache too, by the way, Mike. I've seen pictures of him.
Like not father, to mention, like son.
Like father, like son. You got it. And also NFL player Matt Burke. It's a really cool resource. 1-877-291-0123. Call right now and get yours.
Yeah, the phones were real quiet a little earlier, but they've picked up again. So you might consider donating online at relevantradio.com. Those premiums are available to you online as well. And we've got three lines open for you now. Jump in, 877-291-0123. We're giving hope all week long, but the week is running out. So let's hear from you now.
This is the Cale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
I think Karen Moran picked that song. And sadly, Friday is going to be Karen Moran's last official day with Relevant Radio and on the Cale Clark Show. I'm crying. I'm not crying, you're crying. We're all crying. But she promises she will pop in from time to time. Hey, you can call in, Karen. You can call in anytime you want. You're always welcome. And
call right in, Cale. This is Karen. I need to get on with Cale. Put me through.
You've got a direct hotline. Yeah, we will always let you. No one can possibly, no call screener can stop you, not even Patrick Alog. So,
I bet you there's a lot of listeners out there that want to call in and get that time with you, Cale, and I'm just making space for that now. So.
Well, yeah, that's awesome. You can call in any time. And you know who else can call in? Michaela, if you're listening. I don't know if we hit our number or not, but I don't care because I'm a giving person. Yes. We want to hear this kid joke. So, Michaela, get on the horn and call in. And while we're waiting for Michaela to call, we're going to go to another call right now. Tony is on the line calling from Kiel, Wisconsin. Tony, welcome to the show.
Hello. Yeah,
hey,
I was
Tony.
Gonna say it was interesting. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
I can.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting article, too, but my life was the opposite. I had started with a lower-paying job and had opportunities to go to higher-paying jobs, but it was always like, well, you're going to travel a lot more. You're going to go there. You're going to go this. And it was like, when my kids were young, I just wanted to be home.
Yeah.
You know, and it was actually a really great sacrifice, like you said. You know, I mean, your children don't want stuff from you. They just want your time. And I think that's probably the most valuable great gift I had. It must have been God's grace keeping me from taking all them other crazy jobs where I could have been gone all the time. But it was good. So yeah, if you have a job and it's working, don't be chasing after high paying jobs just because you can get more money.
Yeah, and I think Tony, obviously, like the stage of life that you're in, obviously plays into that too. When your kids are young, I think that's the call that you made. And I remember Peter Kreeft. Who's been on the show, he was just on last week, he said that his favorite books that he ever wrote were ones that he actually didn't write when his children were young. He took the time to spend with them and didn't work as much as he could have at that period, and he doesn't regret it at all. And he lost income or book sales, or that doesn't matter to him. He wanted to spend time with his family, and it sounds like you made that choice as well. Those irreplaceable years, right? And that's really
beautiful.
Important. Yeah, and so Tony, I commend you for that. Thank you for calling in. That's a great call and a great point. That was Tony calling from Kiel, Wisconsin. Call back soon now. And yeah, I remember hearing a homily once about Martha and Mary. It kind of made me think of that too. And the preacher basically said his main point was Mary's rushing around doing all this stuff, and somebody has to do that. That's important. But you know, Mary's sitting at the feet of Jesus, and the preacher said, really, God doesn't want yours as much as he wants you. God wants you. He wants you sitting at his feet. And that's true, I think, for our kids, too. They don't want ours as much as they want us. And especially during those formative years, they really need to have that parental guidance, to be sure. So, important point there.
It really speaks to the idea that the family is the first mission. You know, it's the church, the domestic church, and wow, what a great priority. I don't know. I don't know many Knights of Columbus. Do you, Cale? Are you a knight?
I am not. I unfortunately don't have the. I don't like to do things halfway, and I've always told. I've been asked to be a knight many times, but I just don't have time to go to the meetings and be as involved. But I really respect what they do, especially in the pro-life movement. My father's a knight.
Neat.
It's tempting to join just to get the sword, you know, the hat
feathers,
with the plume,
and
yeah.
My nephew is a knight, actually.
Oh, really?
One knight I know. He joined in college, in his freshman year of college, and he progressed quite a long way in. So he's a very pious young man. Love him a lot. But yeah, I need
that's
to.
Awesome.
I mean, that's just a really cool countercultural thing, I think, for a freshman in college to do, is join the Knights of Columbus.
So. Yeah, and they have great insurance as well.
Oh,
excellent,
yeah.
Insurance,
okay.
Plans. They really do. So.
But yeah, a great piece on, I mean, great reminders on yeah. the family and the priorities.
Yeah, the absolutely. World, and, yeah. and they do a lot to promote vocations as well. The Knights of Columbus, they put out this magazine called Columbia, and all the members get it. And on the back, there's always a vocation story and how the Knights help somebody define their vocation. I think that's pretty awesome. So, yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Really appreciate that article by William Gonzalez. And it seems as if Michaela has in fact called in. I was getting a little worried. I thought maybe she found a cartoon she was into and I don't want to call anymore. But Michaela, welcome to the show. How are you, sweetheart?
Good, thank you.
Well, it's great to hear.
I want to tell you a kid joke.
Okay, let's hear your kid joke.
How does a praying mantis eat?
How does a praying mantis eat? I don't know. How does a praying mantis eat, Michaela?
Nom, 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 nom. Amen. Nom, 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 nom. Amen.
Ah, I love it. You got to love it. Yes. Great job, Michaela. Nom, 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 nom. Amen. Nom, 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 nom. Amen. That's how a praying mantis eats. Very good, Michaela. I appreciate that. Do you have any others?
Yeah.
Okay, we got time for one more. Go ahead.
How much does it cost a pirate to get his ears pierced?
How much does it cost a pirate to get his ears pierced? I don't know. How much?
A buccaneer.
A buccaneer. Oh, man. I walked right into that one. How about that? How about that, Michaela? Those are great. Those are great. And believe me, folks, she has a lot more, too. She could regale you for hours with these things. We do it every night at dinner, and it's a lot of fun. So, Michaela, thanks for taking the time to call in. Love you. Can't wait to see you soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
She's awesome.
That was Michaela, everybody.
She is awesome.
She is Kayla, awesome.
You're doing
yeah.
something right. What a cutie.
Oh, she's fantastic. Well, you know, I credit my wife, Trish, I'll tell you. And,
you guys are great.
Yeah, yeah. I am truly blessed among women. That is for sure.
Yes.
That is for sure. Yeah. And so I don't know if we made our quota or not, but I wanted to get those jokes in there anyways. Michaela was looking forward to it. And there you have it. So
if we didn't, we're paying it forward. So still call,
yeah,
everyone.
You got it. You can still call. We can still make our number of 75. If you call 1-877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com. But Mike's going to join me in just a moment, and we'll talk some more about our Give Hope Pledge Drive here on Relevant Radio, bringing Christ to the world through media.
Well, that was fun, Kale. It's not every day you turn on the radio and get to hear the First Lady of Canadian Comedy on the air.
That was yeah, exactly.
Pretty good. Hey, I'll tell you, just as Michaela was telling her first joke, we actually hit the goal. So we did get 75 people
all
to call
right.
in. So thank you, everyone. And thank you,
thank
Michaela,
you.
For
thank you.
Giving us not one, but two laughs. We
yeah,
got two jokes
got,
out of it.
You got a bonus joke there. And exactly. that was an act of faith on my part. I knew we'd hit the number. I knew we'd hit the number. So
yeah.
if you
all
like
right,
those
good.
Jokes, call in right now. And you can call 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or the Relevant Radio app. If you give $1 a day, if you sign up for a pledge of $365 or more for the year, We're going to give you a couple of amazing, amazing items, not only the medal, and Mike's going to talk about that a little bit more in just a moment, with Peter and Paul. It's been taken to Rome, all these holy sites in Rome. If you can't make a pilgrimage right now, at least the medal did it for you, and you can catch some grace there. And plus, this amazing book, Because of Our Fathers, and one of the people in this book who writes about his dad and his influence on his life is Matt Burke, who is a former NFL player. He's done some work with the Knights of Columbus. And speaking of the NFL, I've got to ask you, Mike, how excited were you when your Bears drafted Justin Fields?
I fell off my chair. In fact, I just picked myself back up a couple of days ago. They actually have a quarterback.
Yeah. Hey, and I think he's a good one. I think he's a really good one, actually.
Time will tell.
We'll see. The Bears don't exactly have a stellar history with QBs, but I think he's a guy they can really develop. And we want to draft you, if you will, onto our Relevant Radio team. If you're not a part of the team, you can join by calling 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or through the Relevant Radio app. It's always easier to donate online. And this is a real team effort. We've got to pull together here. We've got to row together to get to our goal. Right, Mike?
Absolutely, and we love adding names to our roster. In fact, we just got a first-time donation from Barbara in Sedona, Arizona. She came in at $1 a day. Barbara, thank you. Welcome to our team. Our team gives hope to others.
Barbara.
That's what we do. 877-291-0123. Colleen in Melrose Park joining us at $1 a day, so she'll get one of those beautiful medals, and we're going to get a medal out in Santa Ana, California as well, because John just called in to make his $1 a day pledge. If you're just joining us, we have a St. Peter and Paul medal, an image of St. Peter on one side, an image of St. Paul on the other, and our Vatican correspondent Ashley Nerona took these medals all over Rome, lots of holy different holy sites, the tomb of St. Peter. She stopped at St. Peter's Basilica and elsewhere. And these are available, but today only. And as you know, we're getting close to the top of the hour. We're running out of hours today. There's only a few hours left. So make that call now. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
You know, speaking of St. Peter, Mike, the next time I'm in Rome, I have to make a point to go see what are called the Scavi. And these are the underground tombs that are underneath St. Peter's. And they actually found the bones of St. Peter himself under the Vatican. It had always been thought that St. Peter's was built right on top of his tomb. And they actually found it in the 1960s, as you probably know. There was graffiti on the wall. And yeah, Catholics did some graffiti as well, but it was very holy. It said, "Here is Peter," and they found the bones of a guy who was in his 60s, a very rugged man, and the skeleton was missing its feet. And why is that? Well, probably because when he was crucified upside down, I don't want to gross anybody out, but they probably just ripped his body off the cross after he was dead. He was a Galilean. He wasn't a Roman citizen like St. Paul. St. Paul died the more painless death, if you will. He was simply beheaded, as if that wasn't bad enough, but... Peter, not being a Roman citizen, wasn't exactly afforded any kind of consideration. So when you see what they're willing to give up, which was everything for Christ, it's so inspiring. And that's really, I think, what's driving us here at Relevant Radio. He's given everything for us. The least we can do is preach him among the nations, do the best we can by giving hope in his name through our pledge drive. You can call in and support us, 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com.
Yep, we want to give you an image of those two patron saints of Rome, St. Peter, St. Paul. You'll get that on one medal. It's a beautiful, beautiful medal. So call now at $1 a day. It's all yours. 877-291-0123. Come on, give hope.